Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Turkey's president says he won't discuss his country's military operation in Syria with two of President Trump's top officials. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he was standing tall, and the US Vice President Mike Pence or the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo should go and talk to their Turkish counterparts. Mr. Erdogan insisted he would only meet Mr. Trump himself. The Turkish leader has told Parliament no power could stop the offensive against Kurds in Syria until its goals had been achieved. Barbara Plettasche reports.
Here on the border, there are billows of smoke rising in the near distance from Turkish artillery fire at the Syrian Kurdish town of Ras al Ain. President Erdogan told Parliament such military action would continue until Kurdish fighters laid down their arms and retreated out of the area where Turkey wants to create a safe zone. "We will not negotiate with terrorists," he said, rejecting U.S. calls for a ceasefire. He made the comments ahead of a visit by the U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. They are trying to convince Turkey to end the military operation amidst angry accusations in Washington that President Trump abandoned America's Kurdish allies by pulling U.S. troops from the area.
Last-minute attempts are continuing in Brussels to thrash out a Brexit deal in time for a summit of European Union leaders on Thursday. Negotiators from the EU and Britain are grappling with a bedeviled issue of the border on the island of Ireland. The Irish leader, Leo Varadkar, said progress was being made, adding that he still hoped a deal could be done today. More from our political correspondent, Rob Watson, who's following developments at Westminster.
If there is going to be a deal, it seems to me it depends on just how many concessions Mr. Johnson is going to make. It won't be the EU. I think it'll largely be the UK side. And Mr. Johnson has to calibrate, you know, how many concessions can he make? One presumes by accepting that there will have to be a border in the Irish Sea that doesn't then alienate the very people that he needs to get any deal passed, namely the sort of hardline Brexiteers within his own party who made Mrs. May's life such a misery, and of course the small Northern Irish party that they rely on, the DUP.
A search is underway for the crew of a North Korean fishing boat that's reported to have capsized in the Sea of Japan. Japanese officials said a different North Korean vessel informed them of the incident, which occurred in an area known as the Yamato Shallows, a rich fishing ground. It's unclear why the boat capsized. An Australian woman who was lost for 3 days in dense scrubland has been found after her SOS sign was spotted in a surveillance photo. Deborah Pilgrim went missing on Sunday while camping with friends in the state of South Australia. Dozens of police, a rescue helicopter and drones were called in to search the remote area. Late on Tuesday, a man monitoring CCTV footage of his property noticed an SOS signal which the woman had etched into a dirt driveway. That's the latest BBC News.